If your full name was Dido Florian Cloud de Boonville Armstrong, you too might decide to just go by Dido. That's Dido's debut 1999 hit, Here With Me, from the album No Angel. Dido has sold nearly 30 million albums since then. Her newest is out this week, and it's called Girl Who Got Away. I spoke with her about her music and where she is in her career right now. But first, I had to ask her about that extremely long name her parents gave her.
I was always called Dido, and then on the day of my christening and filling in my birth certificate, they came up with all these other names.
How very fancy.
Yeah, and confusing. It's a bit of an identity crisis.
Your mom does have a penchant for words. She's a poet, right?
Yes.
And that obviously, I would assume, kind of rubbed off on you in the form of songwriting. But did it trigger some kind of love of poetry for you in particular?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Just a love of words. You know, I think I come from a family, you know, my brother's a great writer too. And I just think that love of words and finding images to describe the things you see is innate in me, probably from them.
Let's talk a little bit about your new album. The title track is called Girl Who Got Away. Let's take a listen to this.
I want to move with the seasons and go with the flow and take it easy and let stuff go. I want to sleep like a baby, rise with the sun and kick it all back and get nothing done. I want to make this day the longest day with a warmth that delivers happiness. If only for today, I want to be the girl who got away.
What's the story behind that song?
It's actually a song that my brother wrote most of the lyrics for, and then I just loved, and I was in there. Hotel room in California, and it was a very hot day, and I basically just sort of sat there and read these lyrics he sent and wrote the song in 10 minutes.
Don't wanna take sides, don't wanna make sense.
There's something about America that makes me aspire to sort of write a bigger and better song. and the scenery and just everything sort of just so immense and beautiful, and like, especially I love driving around California. I just find it completely inspiring. I don't know what it is. I think it's the openness of America somehow makes music really limitless.
I know what it's like to be passed over, to go unnoticed, to be clumsy, get things wrong. And I know what it's like to arrive too late.
You mentioned your brother. He produced this album with you, and you two have had a long professional relationship. What is it like working with him?
We're both sort of incredibly passionate about music, so we get on great as brother and sister, but sometimes we have phenomenal arguments about music.
Who wins?
That go on for months. Well, it's quite tough. The problem is he's my older brother, so I can't help but be a bit unsettled and think he might be right, because I worshipped him from when I was a little girl. That doesn't really go away. But then it's my record and I feel confident that I know what I'm talking about. So that's where you get the sort of, you know, if I was 9, I would just give in and agree with him. But, you know, I'm not 41 and I've done a few records.
As we mentioned, you've worked together for a long time. I mean, when you were just starting out, some people may not know, you sang vocals and toured with his group, Faithless. I imagine there was a power dynamic that shifted somewhere. I mean,
definitely.
You mentioned, you're the younger sister, and then you became this huge success.
It was funny because when I started, you know, I'd just be like his little sister hanging around, and if the singer didn't turn up or was late, you know, maybe I would get to like sing something in preparation for the real singer that was turning up. I'd sing a lot of his demos and stuff for the real singers. And then what happened was certain producers and DJs started hearing the demos, and they were like, who's singing on that? And he's like, oh, it's just my little sister. And they're like, well, can we use her? If you're not going to use her, we'll use her. And I think that's when he started realizing that something was afoot.
Let's get back into the music a little bit. I'd like to play the first single from the album. Mm-hmm. This is called No Freedom.
take it by your silence, and I'm free to walk out the door. By the look in your eyes, I can tell you don't think I'll be back for more.
It's a lovely song, and I have to admit that as someone who plays the acoustic guitar very badly, what I do love is that sometimes you build a song with really simple chord structure.
Yeah, no, you can play that one. I can teach you that in 3 seconds.
Can
yeah.
you? What are the
it's
chords?
It's so easy. It's literally C, G, A minor, F.
Even when you don't see me, even when you don't hear, I'll be flying low below the sun, and you'll feel it all back here.
The lyrics to this are really sort of everything I feel about love and a whole lot of other stuff as well, sort of pulled into one song. It started when I was thinking about my dad years ago and how, you know, I was travelling the world and he was there at home being such a support and force of love. And then just different periods in my life where you sort of feel like when you're on your own and you're doing these amazing things, and if there's someone loving you somewhere, they feel incredible. And if there isn't a sort of grounded base at home somewhere or just someone loving you, it just feels like loneliness instead of that amazing feeling of being alone and freedom.
How do you feel about performing? Is it something that comes easy to you?
Thinking about it makes me quite nervous often, because I guess when I write the songs, I'm so sort of insular and I'm forgetting about having to perform them. And then before every gig, I actually get super nervous. And then the minute it starts, I just think, oh, this is where I like being. This is great.
I did read that you used to suffer from panic attacks. Were those directly linked to performances, or was that
actually
something else?
No, not at all. Strangely enough, singing's one of the few things that would stop them. But yeah, no, that was just a random thing that just suddenly hit me years ago in my early 20s. And you want to get away from yourself and you just can't get away from yourself. And it's when you realise that really sanity and your health is just the most precious thing.
How did you work your way through those attacks? That was just a chapter in your life, but was there something specific that helped you cope?
Music for me was a huge comfort during that time, and making music and making No Angel. I mean, that's what I did while I was having them.
So that was the album you made it was released in 1999.
Yeah.
Many people might remember that Eminem sampled your song, Thank You. What was that like for you?
Unbelievable at the time. I mean, I was a big Eminem fan, and I got this letter in the post, you know, old school, when people actually sent letters and a CD and from Eminem saying, you know, I've sampled this, I love it, and can I use it? And, oh, I was so excited. I still remember that feeling. I remember where I was. I remember everything, and I was just like, what a brilliant track.
Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent 2 letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes
lyrically, on his part, Stan was just incredible.
Before I let you go, I'd like to ask kind of a big meta question, but was there ever a song that you could point to and say, that song changed my life, that song has made me want to be a songwriter?
I think maybe Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor. Obviously, she didn't write it, Prince wrote it, but her version. I think that made me want to be a singer. As a songwriter, Carole King, I would just love one day to sit in a room with Carole King and write a song. That would be my dream come true.
Let's make that happen. Can't your people
yeah,
call your people?
I know, they should, right? It's almost like too much of a dream. You know when you don't want... you sort of almost don't want your dreams realised, because you just want to have it as a dream. But Carole King, oh, that would be a moment.
I climbed a mountain, not knowing that I had. Thought it was just a road from A to B. Took no protection, not much of anything.
Dido joined us from the BBC in London. Thanks so much for making the time.
Total pleasure, thank you.
Looking in windows and playing songs and knocking on doors.
Dido's new album, Girl Who Got Away, is out this week. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.
To myself, there I